part. He said, and this is a direct quote, he said, "Hank, do me a favor. When you throw up, don't eat it again, bozo." Well, I had never been so insulted. The very idea, him thinking that I might... I held my head at a proud angle and beamed him a look of righteous... That is, all at once, the gravitational force of the Earth pulled my nose towards the ground. My head moved up and down 3 times as unseen forces activated powerful pumps in my gizzardly depths. And then... Anyway, the toxic particles returned to the embrace of Mother Earth, shall we say, and suddenly I felt that a heavy burden had been lifted from my shoulders, from my stomach. I felt 100% better, is the point, and I turned a righteous glare at Slim, who was driving away. "And for your information, pal, I wouldn't even think about eating it again. What do you think I am, a moron?" There. He didn't hear me, but that was okay. I had needed to express my feelings of outrage, and I'd done it. At that point, I looked down at the ground and saw... sprigs of green parsley floating around in a French sauce. You know, some experts claim that parsley is actually good for dogs, and all at once... Never mind. The important point is that I had made a noble sacrifice to spare little Drover from embarrassment and humiliation. Yes, I had paid a price for my good deed. Slim had thrown me out of the pickup and had mocked me in my time of weakness. But in the security business, we have learned that virus is its own reward. Virtue, that is. Virtue is its own reward, and sometimes that's all we get. Now, where were we before this crisis began? Oh yes, the trap. I didn't help Slim set his trap in the feed shed. Not after he'd insulted me and wounded my spiritual so forth. Any man who would insult a loyal, hard-working dog in a time of trouble didn't deserve to be helped. He deserved to be shunned and ignored, and that's what I did. For the rest of the day, I stayed away from him. I didn't even help him feed the cows. Anytime he came close to me, I turned my back on him, rolled my eyes up to the heavens, and assumed a posture we call martyrs and saints. The whole purpose of martyrs and saints is to remind the offending party, Slim, of all the saints and loyal dogs of long ago, whose good deeds and sacrifices had left a shining example for those who followed. Did it work on Slim? You never know. He's a hammerhead, very stubborn and not too bright. And I'm sure the deeper messages were lost on him. But he knew that I was torqued. It didn't take a genius to figure that out. Around sundown, after putting in an exhausting day of doing martyrs and saints, I returned to my office on the 12th floor of the security division's vast office complex. Okay, my office was under the gas tanks, but who's impressed if you tell them your office is under a couple of 500-gallon fuel tanks? Nobody.